Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141. 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For most of us, the new year presents us with the opportunity for a new start, new resolutions, and goals for the year ahead. How do you get there from here? Is it possible to set goals that perhaps are not attainable? And how do you get motivated and stay motivated? Well, we're talking about all of that tonight with Dr. Willie Jolly, motivational speaker and host of The Willie Jolly Show on Sirius XM Channel 141. I also want to hear about your big goal for 2024. Or maybe you don't have any. So we'll have to talk about that too. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, you can X me at H Fisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Willie, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, Harold Fisher, and greetings to all the listeners on both WHUR and also on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm grateful to be here. You know, I have to start. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds, and it forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. Greetings to everybody, and Happy New Year. It's time to soar in 2024.
Well, you don't have just 60 seconds. Now you got about 45 minutes. I haven't seen you, as my grandfather used to say, in a month of Sundays.
It's been a while. It has been a while, so I'm glad to be back. It's been a great year. Let me just start by saying thank you to you and everybody at WHUR, Sirius. Last year was the most incredible year of my life, business-wise. And so, you know, at the end of the year, many people are saying, oh, I'm so glad that year's over. I wish 2023 would keep going because it was so good.
Oh, Lord.
All right, that's how good that, it was.
I was going to say, that's you.
I ain't never had that kind of experience. So in January of last year, I got the Joseph R. Biden Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. And not only I get the award, but they say you are the keynote speaker for the honorees, and we want you to speak. So that was an honor. And then in July, Harold, I got the highest award in the speaking industry, the Cavett Award, which was named after Cavett Robert, who was the founder of the National Speakers Association, and I am the first African-American man to get the award. So when I got that, then we launched our one-man show, which many people from WHUR heard about. We did a residency here in D.C. and did 10 shows, or 9 shows. We did one in Martha's Vineyard in August, and those were successful. So it's been a great year. We got new books coming out, but I am so grateful for all that has happened. And now I want to take it to the next level. Now, something that's very important for me to share. Two things. One is the power of goals. We're talking about goals. I joined the National Speakers Association 32 years ago. When I first went to the National Speakers Association, I had one mismatch suit. That's all I had to my name. And I was broke. I had been fired from my job, and I started speaking, learned about this speaking business, but I couldn't afford to go. I borrowed the money to go. I had to stay in somebody's room because they felt sorry for me. I did not have the money for a hotel room. And so I sat in that convention, and at the last night, they have the big gala, and they give the Speaker Hall of Fame award. 5 people get it, and then they get the big award, the Cavett Award. And when I left there that night, I went home the next day, and I wrote a set of goals. I said, one day I'm going to get the Speaker Hall of Fame, and one day I'm going to get the Cavett Award. And it took me till 2005 to get inducted in the Speaker Hall of Fame, and then to get the Cavett this year. It took 32 years. But, you know, Scripture says, write the vision, make it plain that he that reads it may run the race. It may tarry, but don't give up.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think about New Year's resolutions? Are you a New Year's resolution guy, or are you
Let me just cut to the chase.
One of those people who is constantly reevaluating goals through the year.
Don't do New Year's resolutions. Do not do. They're a waste of time. They feel good that you do on the beginning of the year, New Year's Day, but they don't work. They don't last. By the end of January, you've forgotten what you've done, and you're back in the same spot you were. Set goals. Now, here's the problem. Most people don't set goals for one or two reasons. One, it is hard work. It's mental work. And two, they don't know how to do it. And so that is one of the things I have been big on, helping people to set goals. And that's one of the things I want to talk to people about tonight. When you set goals, again, it goes back to that scripture. Write the vision. Make it plain that he that reads it may run the race. You've got to write your goals. And a goal to be effective, it must be SMART. S-M-A-R-T.
But what's the difference between a resolution and a goal?
A resolution is a wish, a feel good. It usually is something like, I'm going to be happy this year. I'm going to lose some weight this year. I'm going to make more money this year, but it's not specific. That's why that SMART is important. Okay. Specific. A goal must be specific. And that's what sets it apart from a resolution. A specific. S is for specific. M is for it's measurable. You're going to lose weight. How much? I know how much weight I'm going to lose this year. At least I know how much I'm going to try. I've got a goal of what I want to do, and I'm going to check it at either I did it or didn't. See, how is it measurable? Somebody say, I'm going to be happy this year. How do you measure happiness? Yeah, every day I wake up, I'm happy. Every day I wake up without a chalk outline around my body, I'm happy, okay? Mm. So then it must be achievable. Now, the Washington football team needs some help.
The Commanders.
Yeah. And they need some. They need a quarterback, or they need a running back, or they need something. And let's say I set the goal, I'm going to be their quarterback this year coming up.
And a hope and a prayer.
Yeah. Well, that's not achievable. Mm-hmm. I've never played professional football. That's not realistic. The R is for relevant. That it means something to you, not just something you throw a pie in the sky. That it really has some meaning to you, like, I'm going to pay my kids tuition. Get it done. Or I'm going to buy my parents a home. Or I'm going to take my parents on a cruise. Something that you can say yes or no that's relevant to you. And then T. T is for time bound. You must put, when do you want to lose the weight back? Because if you don't put a time, you procrastinate. So I know by June the 1st, I'm going to be 20 pounds lighter than I am now. Okay, I've set the goal. And I've got to now get a system and a plan to get there. Because I have put a date to it. If you don't put a date, you will procrastinate. So that's what separates a goal from a resolution. And that is why goals are much more powerful. No successful football team, basketball team, army has ever set out to do something without a goal. They set out the goal to win the Super Bowl, whether they win it or not. Now, you had a second question. How to reevaluate year after year? Well, if you don't hit it, you got to try again. I've been trying for a few years to write a check, a tithe check, one check for six figures. I haven't hit it yet, but that's one of my goals. And I'll keep reevaluating, keep trying to do it, because that's one of my goals. I want to give to more scholarships. We've given a few, but give more scholarships. We got a number how we want to do it. But we did set up a goal, my wife and I, to set a trust. We set up a trust as part of our goal list. And once we got the trust, we start putting things in the trust. And our goal is a 100-year trust, that 100 years from now, some child will be able to go to college for what we do now. So those are kind of things that I want to encourage people to do. And then I want to help people to do it. So that's why I want to give people access to our goal setting program, something that will help them, because many people, as I said, don't know how or don't need somebody to help them, to push them through.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about New Year, New You, your goals for 2024. If you have a comment, if you have a question, and I want to hear from you tonight about what your number one goal is for 2024, or maybe you don't have one.
Give
me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My goal for 2024 is to get a word in while Willie is here.
You know, when radio show hosts get on, they just take over.
I just got a text from one of my good sister friends, and it says, "A great man is going to come and grab your girl." So that is her goal.
Amen.
I don't think there's anybody out there really worthy of you. But
amen.
That's my girl. We're gonna work on that.
All right. go ahead.
Is there such a thing as a right or wrong goal, or one that may be unattainable or misplaced?
Well, there are such things.
I mean, outside of you being quarterback for the Commanders.
Same kind of concept, though.
Yeah.
You know, specific, measurable, achievable. If it's not achievable, or if it's not relevant, if it's not to want to hurt people, to do wrong, those are not relevant, good, positive goals. So what we want to make sure people stay focused on the things that will uplift, encourage, empower them to do better. You know, success, people want to know what success is. When I was working for the school system, I went one day with my coworkers to lunch, and we said, "What's success?" And we all argued about what success was. Well, what I came to the realization after I stopped just thinking what I thought it was and to start studying it, success is the ongoing realization of a worthy ideal. Whatever it is.
Say that again.
The ongoing realization of a worthy ideal. First, you got to be a worthy ideal, and then it might not hit you immediately, but it's ongoing. I.e., a successful mother might be a homemaker who her goal was to create great, successful children who went to college or went to school, who did well, who became viable citizens. She's a success. I had a teacher in school. She didn't make a lot of money, but she taught me English. And I was a struggle for me to do that, but she taught me. She's a success. She may have never been famous. That's success. And so success is the ongoing realization of a worthy ideal. And once you look at it in that context, that's where your goals start to have power. And let me tell you, goals that have power can change your life. They literally can change your life. Whether it's, I got a number of goals. I got a health goal. I got a money goal. I got a spiritual goal. I got a family goal. I've got goals, and we write them out. During this holiday, I went through a goal setting exercise that I have online that with my family, my children, my grandchildren. We set and wrote goals. And I said, we got to write these goals, and then you give them to me. I'm going to give you a copy, and I'm going to be your accountability partner. I'm going to check on it. So I called my daughter today and said, "Hey, did you start your walking program that you said you're going to start?" She said, "I did." I said, "Okay, good." So it's important to have accountability partners. Is it good to have it written in somewhere where you can remember it? And then it's good to have the process. That's why I want to give people this website. Go to willyjolly.com/goaling. Like walking, talking, running. It's the act of setting goals. My wife came up with that. She said we have to help people with the action step of goaling. So willyjolly.com/goaling. It's an entry-level goal process. Now, if you already understand goals, then you go to the bigger program. You go to winwithwilly.com and look for my goal setting, goal achieving class. It's a class, and it helps people to set and get goals, to become not just a goal setter, but a goal achiever.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about a new year, new you, setting your goals for 2024. What are your goals? Do you have any? Steve, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's on your mind?
Yes. You know, my New Year's resolution is just to stay focused, stay motivated, stay consistent, you know, pay my bills. And not only that, you know, just keep my perspective clear. And keep on trying to advance.
Good. Now I'm gonna help you here for a moment. See, this is perfect. Because you started out by saying my New Year's resolution. Okay, is it written, Steve?
Did you write it down?
Did you write it down?
It's something that I I keep, it's like a routine of mine.
All right, but I want you to write it down. That's first of all, it got to be written for it to be an effective goal. Because what happens is life gets busy and you get distracted. So I want you to write that. And then I want it to be more specific. What does mean stay focused? That means, and stay motivated. That means I want you to make a commitment that you're going to read your goals every day. That keeps you focused. And then that you're going to stay motivated. When you go to, I want you to go to winwithwilly.com. Win with Willie. In fact, go to wjwow.com.
Wjwow.com.
Wjwow. Sign up for my newsletter. Every day, Monday through Friday, I'm going to send you a one-minute message to inspire you. That will help keep you focused, help keep you motivated, because you'll listen, and in your email will be one every day, free, from me to you, and every day is a positive message. So you'll listen to the message, you'll read your goals, and then you'll do three things every day, three things towards your goal, three things every day towards your goal. Write a letter, make a phone call, ask someone for help. If you do three things consistently, you'll be amazed at how it becomes an empowering process. You will change your life in a year. Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay?
Steve, thank you so much
for
your phone call.
That was a great call.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about New Year, New You, your goals for 2024. We're going to take a quick break, but don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. And don't forget, you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we'll be taking calls all the way up until about 8 o'clock, so stay with us. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about the new year and the new you goals for 2024. My guest is Dr. Willie Jolly, motivational speaker and host of the Willie Jolly Show on Sirius XM Channel 141. I also want to hear about your big goal for 2024. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Or if perhaps you may be struggling with focusing or creating a goal for 2024. Again, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to David. David. Oh, we don't have David? Oh, okay.
Let me take a moment.
Hold on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we don't have David. We just lost him. I wanted to ask you this, and this is important. Life happens.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone has had, that really great, successful 2023, no matter how they put their minds to the goals that they want. How do you deal with goals deferred because life happens?
Yeah, it's about your attitude, okay? And that's folks, this is critical. Because, Harold, great point. Life does happen. You said it. We said it offline. People are leaving here. We were talking about somebody who passed away
mm-hmm.
today. And so people leave, and you have what I call the devastating D's of life. You have a divorce or a downsizing or a disease or a diagnosis or the death of a loved one. Or disaster happens in your life. Stuff happens. So that's when your attitude has to be prepared. Because stuff is going to happen. Life is going to happen. Setbacks happen to everybody. And so knowing that, you have to start preparing. You have to dig your well before you're thirsty. That's why you have to start working on your attitude, starting what you read, what you listen to, what changed my life. Look, when I went through the most difficult day in my life, which in 2003. In 2003, I lost my mother. Now, I could deal with that, but my mother was almost 88, and she had lived a great life. You know, she had started to decline. We saw it coming. And so you can deal with that. But then a week later, we eulogized her, myself, my brother, and Les Brown, the three of her boys, as she called it, eulogized her. 25 days after my mother dies, my brother dies, the one who eulogized my mother. And 8 hours after he dies, my father-in-law dies. I could have been crushed by that, but it was my faith, my focus, and my family, they get me through. And that's what I tell people, why you have to have great faith, because stuff is going to happen, and you have to understand that life is challenging, but God is good, even when the challenges come. And second, your attitude, a positive mental attitude, so that you look at the life situation differently. So what I did when it happened, I decided, Willie, are you going to curse because a rose bush has thorns? Or are you going to celebrate because a thorn bush has roses? Are you going to curse because your mama and your brother and your father-in-law are gone? Or are you going to celebrate because they came this way? They entered your life. Attitude. Reframing. Reshaping. And I was able to go on, and not only go on, but eulogize my mother, my brother, and my father-in-law. And to give them give God glory in all of it. So I'm encouraging people. That's why I encourage people to read or listen to something positive in the first 20 minutes of your day. So powerfully important, because most people get up and they hear how many people got killed, how many fires there were, how many little children got snatched, and it creates a cloud over your head. Well, what do your body want to do if it's rainy and cold and dreary and damp and clammy? You want to stay in bed. You don't want to get up. But if it's sunny and bright and the birds are singing, you want to take advantage of that day. The same is true when you start your day with negative all day long and you hear negative. It puts a cloud over your head. But if you wake up and hear one of my messages or read something positive. One of my messages, like, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up and knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed and eaten. Also every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up and knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. It does not matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. You get that.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You better be running, baby. You're going to either be starving or you're going to be eating. So positive thinking.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Has some impact on the way you view the world. You see the world. And that is... that's out of my book. It only takes a minute to change your life.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. that is.
So I'm encouraging people to get positive in you.
Gosh.
And if you got to get one book, get A Setback as a Setup for a Comeback. Because that book talks about, what do you do when life throws you a curveball? What do you do when life throws you a setback? And how do you change your mindset so that you see it as a positive, not a negative? You see it as a stepping stone, not as a crushing blow. By the way, let me give you a shout out. Tomorrow on my SiriusXM show on Channel 141, my guest is Eddie Brown, who is the second largest African-American-owned money management firm in America. He's now 83.
In Baltimore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He started, his mother was 13. She was a 13-year-old girl who had this child. His uncle raised him along with his grandparents, but his grandmother died. His uncle became the dominant figure in his life. His uncle ran moonshine, and he taught him to drive at 11, and by 12, he was driving moonshine and hot rides for his uncle. But he got a blessing that in all those setbacks, that he was able to go to school and then left his job with IBM after he got out of college and took a chance, sold his cars, sold his little house. He and his wife took a shot, and he went to get his MBA, worked for T. Rowe Price, and 10 years later, he starts Brown Money Management, and now he has over $10 billion in assets for the company, and he's one of the wealthiest men in America, all because he didn't let the setbacks stop them. I want to encourage people. I want to encourage y'all. This is your year. This is going to be a great year to soar. Soar this year.
When you... It's one thing to have a goal deferred, but what if the goal fails. When you, as you said, when you write it down, you have very focused and definitive achievable points for a goal.
Yes.
But something happens that this goal number three or goal number five or whatever it happens to be, it must stop it. And because it has failed, for lack of a...
Okay.
You know, how do you provide yourself with a resurgence to... And I'm not talking about attitude. I'm talking about this. You just knew this
you was knew a, this one was going to be
this
it.
This was going to be it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the Commanders again. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Lord.
But every year, 32 yes. teams start every year
yeah.
with a goal to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
One wins.
Mm-hmm.
The others fail, some miserably, like the Commanders or the Charlotte Panthers, miserably.
Mm.
Okay? But when they go to camp, they're going to go into camp with a new attitude saying, okay, we failed this. What can we do to fix it? Why did it fail? Look, Harold, I fail every day. I fail at something every
Explain
day.
Explain that.
Okay, I'm trying to book my new TV show. We're working on movie deals. We're working on all sorts. And people say, no, I fail. Well, what did I do wrong? I have to go back and okay, what did I do that I can do better? Mm-hmm. I fail. But you know what? If you're not failing, you're not trying. Okay? If you're not failing big, you're not trying big enough. So it's okay to fail. It's okay to fail. No. Oh, look, I heard this quote. Failing does. Here's what winners say. A winner is not someone who never fails. A winner is someone who never quits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Like the gazelle.
Yeah, like the guy gazelle. He better keep running. He got to get up early, too. He better outrun the slowest one or he dead. So I'm saying to everybody, I know it's hard sometimes. Stuff happens. And I'm so glad you said that, Harold, because stuff does happen. We go through these tough times in life. But you must make up your mind that, and let me tell you, I have a piece that we just did this week on our 1 Minute Messages. There's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. A made-up mind. I'm going to do this, come hell or high water. Some way I'm going to get this done. Now, I might not make it the first time. But remember, Edison failed 10,000 times at getting the light bulb. But he said that he didn't see it as failure. He saw it as 10,000 lessons that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned from each one. I'm learning every day. Oh, that sales script didn't work. Let me make a change here. Or that concept didn't work. Or this idea did not work. We're pitching out a lot of things. We got our speaking. We've got our virtual. And because of COVID, I started doing virtual events. So people are calling me from around the world saying, hey, we need you to speak in Dubai. I said, well, I don't have time to come to Dubai. But they said, well, we'll do it virtually. Boom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we even have a streaming version. It hasn't taken off like I want it. But I keep pitching it. I keep tweaking it because eventually it's going to take off. And then people can go to a website and get my full speech, me giving it in almost real time and get the same thing and get it for a portion of what it would cost to bring me in live.
What do you say to people who lack motivation?
Yeah. People don't do something because of a couple reasons. If they're not motivated, they're either ill. They might be ill. They might be sick, they might be mentally ill, or they don't have constant motivation as part of their routine. And that's on them. You know, people who don't have motivation will look to somebody else and say, I'm not motivated. But that's like standing in front of a fireplace saying, give me heat, and you ain't put no firewood in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put some firewood in there for that fireplace to give you heat. And so you've got to invest in your brain, in your thinking, in your mindset. That is why my life changed. I was a broke, busted nightclub singer who got fired and replaced by a karaoke machine. But someone gave me a book called Think and Grow Rich that changed my life. And then audios that changed my life. That's why I give away that book now to anybody who wants it digitally free because it changed my life. If you go to wjwild.com, you can get the book free. Just go get it. Absolutely free.
But this is...
Input. Here the answer is inputs determine outputs.
Okay. So with that point...
Yeah.
If you have a lifetime, let's say a child who grows up in a community where there are no resources, there are, you know, we can say challenges, disadvantaged communities. We can talk about poverty communities.
Yes,
you know, and you have two children who live right next door to each other in the same community.
Uh huh.
Both of them getting a unhealthy, consistent dose of negativity.
Yes.
How is it that one will, as you say, put logs on the fire to feel the heat, and the other will say, I have no logs?
You know, I give you even a better analogy. Two twin boys grew up in a house with an alcoholic father who was abusive. One of the twin boys became a multimillionaire educator and philanthropist. The other twin boy became an alcoholic, drug-induced guy who was homeless.
Mm.
And they asked the first one, who was homeless, what was the reason for your being homeless? He said, because my father was an alcoholic. They asked the second one, who became a multimillionaire, what was the reason for your becoming so successful? He said, because my father was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I made a decision. I'm saying to y'all, life ain't fair. Life is not fair, folks. And it's tough, it's difficult, but life ain't fair. But you must make a decision. Decision is taken from the Greek word to cut. You make an incision, you cut in. You make a decision, you cut off. If you're going to be all you were born to be, you have the potential, then you have to cut off negative people, places, and things. You have to cut off those things that limit you. You have to cut them off. It's a hard decision. Sometimes it's going to be friends. Sometimes it's going to be family members. I got family members who I have learned to love from afar because they suck out of you. Mm-hmm. So I want to be around people who fill me up, not people who sucking out of me all the time. And so I had to make a decision. I'm staying around people who are going places, not people who talking about people, but people who are thinking about ideas. And so those are the people I hang around. And who you hang around with, Harold, is who you're going to become. You hang out with 9 losers, you're going to become number 10. Okay? So that is why it's critical. By the way, before I go any further, Founders Day today, am I right?
Yes, for Cap Alpha Psi.
Yeah, you
J5.
Got. I say yes. It. And so I want to say shout out to all the Kappas on Founders Day today. All my brothers, friends who are Kappas. Okay, I had to give you that. Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
So I hope that answered your question.
But because I think that considering the world that we are currently in and the youth crisis, the crime crisis.
Yeah.
And that's why I use that, you know, that example of turmoil that happens in a community and how people can motivate themselves to achieve, go to set first goals that will change their lives and quite possibly change their community in one way, shape, or form. And how do you do that when you don't have...
You can't have nothing.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And the reason I bring this up, and I was having this conversation earlier today when a friend of mine asked about mentoring.
Yeah.
And I've done it a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I mentored two young black men who lived a quarter mile apart from each other in Baltimore in really rough neighborhoods. Uh-huh. Both of them came from just tough circumstances.
Yes.
One of them went on to become a successful TV anchor in South Carolina. The other couldn't get it together, went to one TV station and then to the next, but always complained about them folk.
Right. Them doing something to me.
Right.
Them keeping me from my goal.
Exactly.
Them holding me down.
Yeah. When they both came from communities that were holding them down.
Yes. Yes. Right. Well, but you know what? First of all, I appreciate you mentioning mentors, because I have in my marriage book, and I encourage everybody to go read the free chapter from my marriage book. Harold knows my wife is just incredible, and we wrote this book together. Go to Jolly.
I still want to hear from her.
She's incredible.
I want to hear from the lion or the gazelle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was the lion or the gazelle. I was working.
She's still running.
Jollymarriage.com. Go get a free chapter. But I say in the book, there are two ways to any goal: mentors and mistakes. Now, both will get you there. One just gets you there with less headaches, heartaches, and knots upside your head. So you have to have mentors. I've had mentors in so many areas of my life, in speaking and writing. Dennis Kimbrough, the great writer, he was a mentor, helped me to get my first book on the bestsellers list. So, but then you said something profound, Harold, well, you didn't know it, is that these two guys, one is a successful anchor in South Carolina, the other one continued to have a victim mentality, that it's them are holding me down. You got to get a victor mentality. You have to see that nothing can stop you once you make up your mind. And if you put good stuff in, you'll get good stuff out. If you start to really fill your mind up with the pure, the powerful, and the positive, the setbacks will just become stepping stones. You know, I heard Bob Johnson said the same hammer that breaks the glass is the same hammer that forges the steel. It's about you rather than the hammer. I'm encouraging you. Life is going to hammer us, but we have to say, I'm not going to be a piece of glass. Let it break me into pieces. I'm going to be the steel. Forge me into something powerful. The Bible says that we are forged in the cauldron of adversity. And so that is what makes us better. And so we have to get better by going through it, getting to it, and getting better. Also, one thing you also said about these youth issues we have in our city. I made a decision, and I'm looking for partners. If you want to partner with me, I started my speaking career as a youth speaker with the D.C. Public Schools during the crack cocaine epidemic. And for the first 5 years, I was going around the country, and we were helping to alleviate that epidemic, and we were successful. So I decided I'm going to do I'm going to take time out from my corporate speaking, where I make my money, to do a tour of schools. Maybe I can pour into these young people and help them to see the impact of peer pressure that's positive, where somebody's going to take a gun, they say no, one of their friends, because we aren't there, but one of their friends and say, don't do that, don't carjack, don't do that, don't take a gun. We have to get young people, and maybe they need me to come and inspire them. Maybe I'll tell you a quick story before we go. I was in Japan, Harold, and I was going through the security base, and my passport was flagged. Now, everybody in the group, theirs went fine, but mine got flagged. And they said, we have to bring you in the back.
Well, you do look dangerous.
I do look dangerous. And so I go in the back, and there's a guy, the commandant, he turns around in his chair, and it's a young guy. I mean, in his 30s. And he says, I see all the passports come by, and I saw yours, William Jolly, that's my given name, my government name, William Jolly, Washington, D.C. Would you happen to be the Willie Jolly who gives speeches? Yes. Would you be the Willie Jolly who came to Carroll High School in 1993 and spoke to the students? I said, yes. He said, I was in that class. I was on drugs. I was in a gang. I had a single mother. I was messing up. That day changed everything. And I went home and told my mother I was going to change. I changed. I got a scholarship to West Point, and now I'm the commandant of security here at this base. He said, I never thought I'd meet you to say thank you. I'm saying to you, there are three ways you get information. You're imparted because your parents bore it in your DNA. You're impacted by the teachers you meet, but then you're impressed and inspired by people who come your way. Mm-hmm. I was inspired by people who've came my way over the years. People who just said a word, like the man on the plane who told me when I was struggling, young man, your best is yet to come. Keep the faith. He was 88 years old, and he changed my life. So I'm going to do this tour. If people, corporations, people want to partner with me, we're going to do this so we can start to change this, our young people, so we can keep them from going to jail and we can get them going to success. Just reach out to me at, email me, info@willyjolly.com or just willyjolly.com and reach out to me. But I'm going to do this because I've made up my mind. We got to start to power up these young people and empower them that their best is yet to come.
Is goal setting therapeutic?
Ah, yes, but it's hard. It is therapeutic, particularly when you can check the goal that you hit it. Okay? Harold, I got a picture in my office. It's a picture of me touching a white Tesla with tan interior in the mall, Lenox Mall, I think it's in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I had never seen a Tesla. It was 2015. And I told my wife, take a picture of me touching this car. And I said, that's a goal. I took the picture, put it on my wall. And 2015, I worked for it, but I didn't hit that goal. 2016, I worked for it. I didn't hit that goal. But in 2017, I bought a white Tesla.
The one that you pulled up?
I just pulled up.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I saw you, but they don't make any noise, so I didn't hear you.
And so when I was able to check, it took a time. Remember, the write the vision, it will tarry. But write it, I set a goal, I wrote the vision. Now in my office, Harold, I got a picture of me touching a plane. Come on, somebody. Hey! Hey! Now, it may take a while, but that's the goal. I'm saying to people, yes, you get motivated. So let's say your goal is to lose weight. If you get a pound off, then you say, I'm going in the right direction. It gives you, and you reread it. Oh, man, I'm going in the right direction. I want to make more money. How much more money? I want to double my income. Well, what do I have to do? And you start getting a plan. These will motivate you and then will help you. And then I have a goal. I have a number of goals. My number one goal is my giving goal. What do I want to give this year? Because as you give, so shall it be.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what is your new goal for 2024?
My new goal is my first goal is my giving goal. Now, I got a lot of goals. I got two books. I want to be on the New York Times bestsellers list. My first book that will be out in a few weeks is The ABCs of Achievement. And everybody will be able to get access to that. But the one that I'm really excited for this new year is Rich is Good, Wealthy is Better. This book is going to be transformational for people because I've interviewed all these wealth creators and found that most people don't realize that there's a difference between rich and wealthy, and it's profound. So we'll come back when that's out. So one of my goals is two New York Times bestsellers. I want to lose 20 pounds. I already mentioned that. And I want to be able to give some scholarships this year. We want to give at least $100,000 worth of scholarships this year. And then our goal is to be completely debt free. When I say completely debt free, no mortgages. That's our goal. No mortgages.
Yeah, I would also, I guess, say going back to the point of motivating. You are in this business of motivating, but I think that, you know, some people may listen and they may feel overwhelmed. And so maybe sometimes just one goal, can't that be a good thing?
One goal is sufficient. Is one goal.
One,
but it has to be a goal, yeah. And not a resolution, not a wish upon a wish upon a star. One good goal. Now, I speak for a lot of real estate events. Mm-hmm. Keller Williams, and Gary Keller has a book called The One Thing. He said he focused on one thing, to build Keller Williams. That was all. He didn't do any other things. The One Thing. His philosophy is focus on one goal and just work on it until you get it done. So that's a good idea, Harold, get one goal. I told you my give goal is my first goal. My second goal is my get goal. Because I can't give if I ain't got, okay? So I got to get X to get to give what I want to give. Then my third goal is my do goal. I got to do this to get that to give. So what do I have to do? I have to write the books. I have to give the speeches. I have to build more business activity. I have to create new ways to create revenue. And then my fourth one is my B goal. What must I become? I got to be better. You know, I say often, if you want better children, you got to be a better parent. You want a better marriage, you got to be a better partner. You want a better life, you got to become a better you. So I'm reading books. I'm making a commitment that I'm going to read one book. Now, I read a lot of books because of our XM show. You read a lot of stuff. But I'm going to read one book beyond the interviews that I do, because I read a book just about a week for my interviews. Every week I'm doing these great best-selling authors. But I want to do something beyond that. That's my personal development. And I want to learn a language.
Final question for you. What is the hardest thing for you when trying to set or achieve a goal?
Staying focused is the hardest thing for me, because I got so many things I want to do. And I am a little ADD. Okay, my wife says I'm a lot ADD, but I'm ADD. So I see new ideas popping up. I have to almost put myself on a situation, say, write that one down, Willie. Because my staff does that. When I come in the morning and say, I got a new idea, they say, put it on the list.
You put it on the chalkboard.
Oh, yeah.
On the whiteboard.
A list that will, and it'll get to the bottom of the list, because you always got a new idea. But getting the ones that are most important, prioritizing, I think that's the biggest thing. So what I have to do is, when I set my goals, which are the most important? What, and my most important goal, I have to remind myself, is health.
Yeah.
Okay, health.
Because you can't do anything if you're not healthy.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the Dalai Lama says most people work hard and give up their good health to make money, and then they got to spend all their money to try and regain their good health. Mm-hmm. So I'm encouraging people, make health your number one goal. Well, actually, my number one goal is my relationship with God. But in terms of what I can do beyond my daily prayer and my daily reading of scripture, I work on my health passionately. I work out every day. Because you might remember, I told you my brother died.
Yeah.
Okay, at 48, because he did not.
Yeah.
So, hey, thank you, Harold.
Dr. Willie Jolly, thanks for talking to us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Good luck to you on your goals. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to be in your presence.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I'm your lion and gazelle.
We watch those hedgehogs too. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, January 5th, 2024. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and engineer Iron Waller, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night, and have a safe weekend.